Alex Collier.
Alex Collier. Alex Collier.
Webinar 15. Current world events, preparing for the massive change spiritually.
As usual, there'll be a question and answer session at the end.
Hi everybody, JP here. Wall Spirit Radio, Wall Spirit TV presents Alex Collier's 15th webinar. It's now 1 year on from the start, and I think we've made some real progress with learning and finding out more about the Andromedan perspective. So, today, Alex, what are you going to be talking about?
Hello, everyone. Today we're going to be talking about solar system updates, planetary political updates, and we're going to be talking about dimensional energy shifts and gravitational waves. And we're definitely going to be spending some time on Nibiru, okay, Planet X, Planet 9, etc., etc., etc. So I guess without further ado, it's on me. You know, folks, I've started getting some emails since we have brought up the conversation regarding Nibiru. And for people that are in the position of speakers in exopolitics that talk about issues that are, I guess, fringe or not mainstream, that are controversial, we sometimes share information that upsets people. And it is not the intention of upsetting people, but it's presenting information, a perspective of what is going on in the world. And there are just times where there is just information that has to be shared, that no matter how you sugarcoat it, no matter how you dress it up, no matter how much lipstick you put on it, okay, it is bad news. And bad news is bad news no matter how it comes, okay? That's just the nature of it. And it is not intended to be shared as bad news, but many take it as that. Okay, if we were to take the word bad out, what we were really talking about is change. And somewhere on the scale of drastic to maybe extreme change. Now, there are just some people who don't want to hear it. And I so get that. I really, really do. But that doesn't make any of the issues and the events that are occurring go away. It doesn't make any of it go away. And it's not intended for you to start getting really, really worried or concerned or fearful. And I have a lot of experience with this. You know, in the past when I first started to speak, there's a lot of things I would do differently if I could start over. But being fearful, being worried, none of that helps. It doesn't help at all. It really doesn't. Okay? If anything, what it's meant to do is to help you focus, to get focused on, okay, what is it that I can do? What is it that I can do to change the situation or change my situation to make it better, to make it work more in the flow with what it is that I'm trying to do or what my family's needs are, etc., etc. And, you know, that's the purpose of sharing a lot of this information. For me, if I don't share it, then it's like, okay, Collier, why didn't you share it? If you knew about it, Why haven't you shared it? Why haven't you talked more about it? And, you know, I've been talking about Planet X here for over 5 years now. I believe one of the I spoke about it at Awaken Aware, Project Camelot. I think that was 2010. I spoke about it in 2009. And I spent several shows with Rebecca Jernigan, I think it was in 11 and 012, talking a great deal about this as well. And, of course, it was further, much, much further away. Now, the reason this is important to talk about is, you know, every day, if you're paying attention, they are talking about other planetary bodies. There are now three that they're talking about that are coming in through the Kuiper Belt into our solar system. All at the same time that we have Nibiru coming in, okay, making its pass through our solar system. Now, if you remember, a year and a half, 2 years ago, there was a lot of chatter regarding the Earth's twin, a dwarf star. Now, suddenly, nobody's talking about it. Okay, no one's even talking about Planet 9, Planet X, either anymore. Now, what they're talking about are these other planetary bodies that are coming into the solar system. It is not a coincidence, okay? These things just aren't lollygagging and floating and out for a walk, all right? There's more to this. Okay, what's happening is that these other planetary bodies are rotating around this dwarf star, and they're further out, so what we have is a solar system passing through our solar system, okay? And this is it's not going to go away. And many of you are making all kinds of life decisions. Should I buy a house on the coast of California? Should I sell my home in Florida? We have a great home in North Carolina. What should I do? You know, you're going to have to make these decisions for yourself, all right? I have family all up and down the Eastern Seaboard and family that live on the Great Lakes. I am doing my best to inform them about what's going on and sharing the data. But the kicker here is that no one's in a position to just pick up and move. You know, all of their lives are there, they're settled, they have kids in school, kids in college, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And these are very difficult times. And, you know, I'm not sure what I would do if I were in that position. Back in 1995, I was told to be in Colorado. And I am in Colorado. I left for a brief time to be closer to my children in California, but they're no longer in California. They're now in Florida. And I'm not in Florida. I'm back in Colorado. And these are difficult decisions to make. And I realize that everybody's kind of just waiting. You know, waiting until they hear something more definitive, or they see more proof, or they're waiting for CNN or Fox News to tell them, "Hey, here it is. Here it's coming." And I don't know what's going to happen as far as a notification. How soon they're going to tell people? One of the biggest concerns I have is that, you know, on October 1st. The United States is giving up control of the internet. It goes to ICANN, which is a division of the United Nations. Now, there are six multi-international media companies that own 96% of all the news outlets. If they get control of the internet through the UN, through international corporations, well, you know how they do it. Then they're going to own 100% of the news media. I don't know if our little webinar is going to be allowed to happen anymore. I don't know if you know, we're going to, the exopolitics and the alternative media is even going to have a platform to share information, knowledge, data with you. I don't know what's going to happen, you know, beyond October 1, how quickly that's going to occur. I find it interesting that we have all these things going on. We have the internet being turned over to international private organizations. We have a presidential election here in the United States that is nothing short of an absolute nightmare for any American who loves his country and is paying attention. You know, on the one hand, we have a candidate that's extremely dangerous, and then we have her who will destroy the constitutional republic once and for all. It's scary. It's bad news. It's bad news either way. And, of course, what's going on all over Europe, you know, it's just, it's in the Middle East, it's, and then we have these planetary bodies coming in. We have space weather. We have Planet X. We have what appears to be possession, demonic possession of people exploding all over the planet. And we're going to talk about that today, what's really going on there. I mean, there's just an awful lot. And if you're sitting back, you know, and you're aware of all of this that's going on, you have to be asking yourself, holy crap, this is really a trip. It really is a trip. And you have the three major Catholicisms waiting for their Messiah between now and the end of the year. I mean, you can't make this shit up. There's just so much going on all at once, you know, and it sort of is building, this energy is building to this crescendo, what appears to be some kind of crescendo or the next act of what it all spells is real change for Earth, for its people, for its inhabitants, and not only for the consciousness of the planet, but for the consciousness of those beings on and in the planet, regardless of whether they are benevolent or not. Great change is coming. And you're either going to go with the flow or you're going to be washed up on shore. Because it's like a river. It really is like a river. And from what I understand from Mornay, this is just how the universe works. When it's time for shifts, they come. They just come. They come at you. There is always some type of warning, but when it's movement, it moves, and it moves quick, and it moves fast, and it is very determined, and it has a very specific place that it's going. Okay? Sometimes civilizations are the last to know. But they always have to make choices. Now, the frequency of the planet, the frequency of our solar system, as we are descending into the galactic plane, the plasma belt, okay, Oort cloud, NASA calls it. It is not only increasing the frequency dramatically, but what it's also doing is that it is taking your conscious thoughts and mirroring it back to you. Okay? In other words, it magnetizes what's going on inside of you back into your reality. So if you're together, if you're calm, if you are focused, and you are absolutely very, very clear every single day and every moment about what your intent is, I-N-T-E-N-T, intent, on what it is that you're doing, what your life's about, how you are raising your children, all of those things, then that is going to be mirrored back to you. If you are panicking, if you are stressed out beyond belief, if you simply see no hope, all of that is going to be mirrored back on you. Okay? Now, what's happening? And this is difficult to put into words. I mentioned demonic possession. You know, people are saying things. There's all kinds of videos of people. They look like they're being possessed by spirits or deceased entities, regressive entities. I just heard about a story where, and I believe it's somewhere in northern England, Glasgow, where the police went to a house and there was all of this paranormal activity going on in the house. And the police witnessed it. Let me explain to you what's happening. And it's going to get worse before it gets better, which is why we're addressing it. As we are increasing our vibration, the planet, etc., we have to pass through lower fourth density in order to get to where we're supposed to be, or we should have been 400 years ago, somewhere the higher fourth into fifth density. We have to pass through the basement of fourth density. And I use the term basement because that's a really good analogy for what's there. It's kind of underground, it's the roots, it's the nasty stuff that nobody wants to deal with. Okay? And it's like this huge septic tank. We're going to be passing through, and we're beginning to see that now. The veil between lower fourth density and upper third density is getting thinner and thinner and thinner. And as it gets thinner, what's happening is we're going to be moving through, and at one point, we're going to be there. We are going to be exactly at that frequency for a short time, mind you. But nonetheless, we're going to be there as we continue to move. This is third density, or this is us, okay? What's here is ugly. It's regressive. It's nasty. It's hateful. It's vengeful. It's crap. Okay? It is very, very dark spirits. It is spirits that have chosen not to evolve. They have chosen to not own their stuff, to continuously blame everything on others. And they have, that energy has become this collective of like-minded souls. And it's a very, very low frequency. And it's a very, very ugly frequency. And we're going to be passing through it. Now, here on Earth, they call that hell, demonic, in fifth density, we are going what they call the well of dark lost souls. Okay, they see it as a well where all of these like-minded souls have all gone to come together to form this space. Okay? Now, they still have opportunities to leave that space. I don't know how that's done. But that is what we're beginning to see manifest here as we pass through. Now, what's really, really important to understand, as you begin to see this, what's imperative is to remain in a space of love and unconditional forgiveness. I know that's going to be difficult because we're going to see some real ugliness. We're beginning to see it already. If we can maintain that space of calm, of unconditional love and forgiveness, this frequency will move around us and not affect us. Also, our loved ones, because they will feed off of you. They will take your cues. Okay, now there will be times where you're going to have to talk about this. There, if you haven't already, there will be more and more of you talking to your children and your families and your loved ones and friends about what this is and what is actually happening here. Okay? If you are so compelled, please share it. We're all going to be tested in this. And I'm guessing that this is some type of like an initiation, because when the further we rise in frequency, the more clearer we have to be about what our intention is and what our intentions are. Because as we get higher in frequency, we will become more telepathic. And it won't matter whether you're trying to project your thoughts or your conversation to others. They will hear it anyway. Even if you're alone in your own thoughts, some will be able to hear your thoughts. There are no secrets once you get to fifth density, which means there is a level of authenticity that none of us have ever experienced before. So that's going to be different. And it's going to be a real challenge because we're all going to be feeling very, very naked. And, you know, I'm not referring to no clothes. I'm referring to you're going to have to be authentic all the time. And that's going to be a challenge for those of us who have lived here on Earth. For most of us, maybe not all of us, but for most of us. But this is happening. This is happening, and it's coming a lot quicker than I think any of us expected. It's the river is really beginning to move. Now we have that going on. That's within our sphere of Earth. Within our frequency, our immediate frequency. We also have the planetary bodies that are passing through. Okay, these are shifts, these are changes. Now, our forefathers on the planet, the civilizations long before us, their governments, for what they were, their monarchies is probably more appropriate, they shared this information with them, with their people, as these things were coming through. Okay? We don't have that today. Today, we really don't have that. We don't have real, genuine representatives of the people looking out for the people. We just don't have that. And then that is a real genuine level of betrayal. But nonetheless, we are still going to have to make decisions regarding our own welfare, that of our family, that of our loved ones and our friends. I don't have all the answers on how to do this. I'm just like you. I have not gone through this either. I feel blessed to be able to get some guidance, which I pass on to you, and I know there's going to be a lot more coming here very shortly. And I, of course, will share it with you. And I'm going to share it with you, even to those of you who write me and are on my case because I'm talking about this. I mean, I don't get why you're on my case. I really don't. I mean, you know, I'm not steering the dwarf star. I'm not steering those planets in here. Okay, I'm sitting here talking to you in a library wondering what I'm going to do. Okay, just like you are. So, you know, we will do our best to figure it out. Now, the Earth, our solar system, is going to be starting to get hit. And scientists are talking about this gravitational waves. They have actually been happening all the time. It just, our perspective is getting wider and wider, so we're beginning to see more things. And the reason for that is that our brains are beginning to move faster. If you can remember back in the information from the A's years back, they said that the reason we see things moving at the speed of light, what we call the speed of light, is because that's how fast our brain moves. Okay, that's how quickly it works. As our brains begin to move faster than that, we will begin to see more of a greater perspective, and we'll be able to see more of how things work, and we will begin to see that the speed of light isn't just it. There are things that move even faster. And then that's where we're at. Scientists and CERN is helping with this in some degrees. We're beginning to see and experience faster thought, more processing of knowledge and data. Okay, many of our kids, they amaze me, some of these kids, how much data they can process, how they can do, and JP and James and I were just talking about this before we came on today, about, you know, how these kids can be doing their homework, listening to music, playing a video game, and cooking a meal all at the same time. And they're completely, totally multitasking all of these things, which take a great deal of focus. You know, video games take a great deal of focus. Homework takes a great deal of focus. Listening to music takes some focus. And, of course, cooking takes focus. And how they're able to do all of these things simultaneously. But many of these kids can do it. To get a piece of technology, you might as well not even put directions in the box because you're never going to look at it. And in fact, they don't even need it. They just get right to it, and they're off to the races. You know, and in 3 days, they're bored because they figured it out. You know, it's a trip. But there are some things I want to talk about, and Planet X is coming. There is a great deal of talk about how the outer planets in our solar system are tilting at a 6-degree tilt, and that's because of the dwarf star that's coming up the gravitational pull. I also want to share with you, I want to talk about something that I shared with you in the last webinar, and that is about Earth changes and about the coastlines. A young man by the name of Ranu sent me something that he was able to compile using Google Earth elevation and measurements data. So I guess anybody can do this, where you can look at where you live and using Google Earth elevation and measurement data, you can figure out what's going to happen to your country, specific country, should the water actually rise to 300 feet, as Mornay has said it probably will. Now, I want to share this with you. There is going to be an enormous level of intervention. And we will all see it. Even the non-believers will see it. Okay? Even those living under a rock are going to see it. Those with an IQ of room temperature are going to see it. Okay? There will no longer be denying that we're the center of the universe and that we're all there is. Okay? That the Creator, the Isness, Great Spirit, created a trillion universes and only one of them has life in it. Okay? That kind of thing will be gone forever. I want to tell you this part. They are not going to allow the planet to pole shift. It is not going to flip upside down. That is not going to happen. They're not going to allow that to occur. Okay? There may be some tilting of the Earth's axis more than what it is right now. Okay? We may go to a 90 degree where the North and South poles are like this as opposed to like this. Could be that we have a slight incline, but it will be gradual, okay? The biggest concern, because there seems to be some confusion, is how does the water move? Well, the planet is rotating. The gravitational force builds at the equator. This is where most of the seawater is. There is a huge bulge of water at the equator. As this dwarf star, Planet X Nibiru, comes through, as the star system, the solar system, is passing through ours, the gravitational field of this star is going to grab the gravitational field of Earth, excuse me, and other planets. It isn't going to be just us. It's going to slow our rotation because our rotation is going to be going in the opposite direction of the gravitational field of this star, this dwarf star. What's going to happen is that it's going to slow because the gravitational field is so strong as it is moving over us. When our planet stops rotating, and at some point it's going to, and according to M, there's no way they can mitigate all of the Earth changes. Okay? Because they're putting their, these other star nations are going to be putting themselves in the way of us to minimize disaster. Okay? But there is going to be change. There's going to be geophysical change. It's just going to happen. When the Earth stops moving, the water that has built up at the equator because of the gravitational field and spin of the Earth is going to move. It's going to be released. This is what's going to cause the rise of the sea level and the damage to the coastlines. It isn't permanent because at some point the Earth will begin to spin again after the star and its planetary bodies of itself pass and leave our solar system. There will be a lot of rebuilding to do. But through this geophysical change, other land masses that are currently underwater will rise. They will come back up. The tectonic plates of the Earth are going to shift in many places radically. Okay? The biggest changes, I'm told, are going to be in the oceans. where mountain ranges are going to rise, plateaus are going to surface, and there will be new land masses. It's almost like the Earth is going to use this opportunity to reset. Now, let's talk about that. You have the world governments, the world government, the powers that be, telling us there's too many people on the planet. Okay, we can't sustain this. We can't support the planet can't support all these other people, which simply isn't true. Okay, if they would release the technologies that they have hidden in black programs, black projects, free energy devices, there's a lot of things that could be done. There's a lot of ways to feed all of humanity, to give humanity the heat in the winter and the cool in the summer that it needs. The problem is that the structure, the system and structure of overall banking and government that we have on the planet is completely corrupt. It's a disaster, okay? And if you're not one of them, then you're us. And shit goes downhill, and it's rolling right down on top of us, okay? Because it's us, we're not them. The Earth, as the Earth is going through this process, she is going to be creating new land masses. Okay? Now the purpose for this is to support a larger population. So you see, for all this talk, you know, the Earth has our back, ladies and gentlemen. She really does. She's got our back. She is doing what she can to not only evolve to a higher frequency, but she is creating more, she will be creating more landmass to assist a larger population. So the focus then needs to be on these world governments, this world government. What is its true intention then to want to eliminate the population? If the Earth herself has a completely different agenda and is trying to support a bigger population. You know, these are very serious questions. And if you remember in previous webinars, I shared with you that energy flows where our focus goes. We need to shift our focus on what it is that we want, okay, so that we're not supporting this agenda that is harmful to humanity, that hurts humanity, that enslaves humanity, that punishes humanity for living every day, okay? It's never more important. As this continues, you have to figure out how to self-empower yourself every single day and those of your loved ones. And it's a massive challenge. There's no doubt about it because none of our Catholicisms have trained us for any of this stuff. It is to be obedient. It is to be, you have to walk this absolutely narrow plank. And if you do that, you're a sinner and you fall off into hell in this fiery pit and all this other nonsense. Okay? And we're trained for this. My intention for sharing this is because I care. I care about you. I care about me. I care about our families. I don't have anything to sell you. I'm not pitching anything. But you got to know. You got to know. You have to have the information so that you can make a somewhat sound decision about whatever it is that you're going to do. Okay? I would want that. I would absolutely want that. Even if I didn't want to hear it, I would at least want to know the information so that I could choose to dismiss it, okay, or ignore it. Okay, but I want to be the one making that choice. I don't want somebody else making that choice for me. You know, I'm going to choose to just ignore this or be in denial of that. I would still want to know the information. Okay? So that's what I'm doing. I am presenting the information so that you know what's going on. You will, of course, form your own perspectives, your own opinions. You may see something completely different. That's fine. Go for it. Okay? I don't know it all. And if I did, I would be doing something else, I assure you. But I'm presenting the information, and I'm preparing you for the next couple of webinars, because there's going to be a lot more things to share. Okay? Now, there isn't going to be a physical pole shift where the planet just flips and the oceans move everywhere. Okay? It is not the intention of anyone to destroy all of humanity. And even in a scenario like that, if it were to be allowed to happen, those who think they're going to survive underground are not going to survive underground in a scenario like that. Okay, the reason they built all these underground facilities for themselves is because they're more afraid than we are. Okay? And they're and in many degrees, they're cowards for the way they went about it and didn't share. I mean, this is why China built these ghost cities in the middle of nowhere. You know, hundreds of these ghost cities, just because they intend at some point to tell their people and move them away from the coastlines. I don't know if it's going to be everybody, but at least they did something like that, okay? They built these ghost cities. And each of these apartment structures that they have, from what I understand, is that they are totally self-contained. You can grow food in them. They have water supplies. They have stores. They have been stockpiled with food and necessary things to at least give everybody a start. I understand that all across Europe, there's at least 5,000 underground facilities. But they're not for the common man, common woman. They're for the chosen ones. Here in the United States, they're for the chosen ones. Okay? For the continuity of government. You know, why would any government that is consciously and intentionally putting their own populace in harm's way be worth saving? It makes no sense to me. It isn't worth saving if that's what their intentions are, if that's what they're doing. It just, they're not worth saving. You know, it needs to go away because it's a cancer. It's a cancer. You know, if its intention is to kill the host, it's nothing short of being a cancer. The story. So, frequency is going up. We're seeing a lot of negativity. We're going to see strange things on the surface of the planet. And I talked about this many, many years ago. You're going to see physical manifestations of things walking around. In fact, there was something on the internet of some kind of being walking through the deserts in Portugal. It's really quite fascinating to see what this thing is. It's extraordinarily weird. I can't remember what site it was. It might have been Rince.com or SteveQuayle.com, where you see this thing walking through the desert in Portugal. It's quite extraordinary. There's going to be more and more of that going on as we move through lower fourth density, the basement of fourth density. And there's quite a collection of bizarre, strange, weird, ugly, cruel, demonic, that's a pretty good word, of stuff But we will be moving past it. We will be moving through it. Okay? Now, understand the reason Earth is making this journey is because she herself is multidimensional. Okay? Way back in the day, when I first started, I showed you what Earth would look like in fifth density. Someone has it, I'm sure it's somewhere. Because Earth is multidimensional. She is making this, this is her process. Her intention is to get to fifth density. It is not to leave a third density Earth behind. She is moving. Those of us who are on the surface and in the planet, who are with the program, we will be going through this process with her, the exact same journey with her, okay, to the end point. Those of you who are aware, those of you who are making this journey with her, you have already on some level made the intention, okay, the decision and the intent of making this journey as well into fifth density. That means that there is an aspect of you there as well, waiting for you. It's going to be fascinating. And I have asked a great deal of questions the last time I was talking to Mornay about that. What is it we can expect through the process of fourth density to higher fourth density into fifth? What is the process? What can we expect? And as soon as I get that information from him, I will let you know. And I will share that so that, you know, we can start setting some gauges, some key marks so that we know where we're at in the process. I think it's important to know that, to try to break it down so that we know. So, you know, we can give hope to others. Look, this is what this is right now. This is what we're moving into. And as we move into that, not only will it empower us because we know it's coming, but it will also empower those who are catching up to us, okay, you know, they're right. This is what this is. You know, here's the proof of it. Here's the evidence. I think all of this is important. I'm giving myself chills talking about this. Because it's important that we all know this because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we are family. Okay, we are family. You know, the A's, the Lyrans, the Tau-Cetians, they all see us as a family. You know, even the Rogues, they know we're a family, but they don't want this family to unite, so they try to do everything they can to separate the family, to cause divisions, because that leaves them in control. Okay, but they know we're family. They see each other as family. They really do. So, you know, we got to catch up here. We have to catch up with the program. So, we need to continuously remind ourselves. That he ain't heavy, he's my brother. That was a song from the 70s. That he ain't heavy, he's my brother. And she ain't heavy, she's my sister. The more we embrace this, the more we see it for what it is, the easier it will be for us to receive information, to download it, to process it, to understand it, and then to disseminate it and share it with others. Okay? There isn't just one leader of this. Every single one of you is a leader. Okay? Every single one of you is a leader. You will find yourselves in positions of leadership. And when you take on that role, when you embrace that role, which you will be doing, that's why you're here at this time, you will want to take care of those that you want to take care of. Okay? I don't want to say followers, because that's not what it's about. You will want to take care of your students. You will want to get them up to speed as quickly as possible so that they can start managing their people, okay, their friends, so that everybody gets on the same page and we move together. Everyone's not going to do this. It is not everyone's destiny. It's not everyone's intention to move through fourth into fifth. So we will be saying goodbye to people we care about. But that doesn't mean they're lost. That's not what this means at all. They've chosen something else. They've chosen a different path. They've chosen a different timeline to do what we're doing, what we're about to do. Okay? Spirit's never lost. So, when a gravitational wave moves through the galaxy, well, we don't understand, or what our scientists don't understand, is that there's information inside the wave. Okay, there are harmonics, there's frequencies, intelligent information that the universe is sharing with these gravity waves. Whether it's come from a black hole or it's come from a star or sources unknown, as some of those are, okay, the wave has data in it. We're too young to even understand that yet. But the more evolved star nations, they understand. And what they do is they read that information. They know what's coming. When a star goes nova, it gives off signals prior to its data, prior to the event, that this is what it's doing. Okay? It's sharing. It shares information. It shares the knowledge that it has first. Okay? We don't know what that means. There is a star that scientists are watching, and they believe that a structure is being built around it. There is some truth to this. This structure that is being built around this star is new technology. This is technology that has come down apparently from sixth to fifth to fourth and is now being implemented or tested in third density. And we have a star that is having some real issues. And there is a probability that it could do something drastic. What they're trying to do is to contain the star with a field. And the reason that they're doing this is not only one, to test it, but two, there are many, many, many civilizations around this star, within distance of this star. So everyone has a vested interest. They have stopped their bickering and their political whatever it is, and they are now all working together, and they are teaming up to try to create this structure around this star. And what they're doing is that they're taking each of the different technologies that these star nations have, and they are trying to team together and figure out how to make these pieces all work together. All right? And what this is doing is this is bringing not only star nations together, but it is giving them the opportunity to learn more about their neighbors they didn't know before. because they're sharing. Okay? So that's what's going on out there. This technology exists in other dimensions. It's now being brought here. And the purpose of that is to, is again, because there are so many civilizations within the ring of this star, Shiriko Nova, that would be a disaster. So that's what's going on with that. I'm going to want to do some questions. But ladies and gentlemen, if we could focus the questions on what we're talking about today or previous webinars, that would be great. I really would like to stick on topic if we can all work on that and make it easier for JP to get to the questions, to read the questions. Please, no long explanations. If you have a specific question, let's do that. I've had some feedback, and that's the biggest thing, is that they don't. A lot of people don't feel like we get through enough questions, and I want to. I mean, you know, you have my undivided attention. You have donated your time and your energy to be here at this time. And I want to spend as much time as I can and get to as many questions as possible. Because, quite frankly, this is the best part for me, is the Q&A. You know, it's what I enjoy the most. So hopefully JP is ready, because I've been dragging this out, giving him enough time to push those 100 buttons that he has to get to that point.
Yes, I'm here.
That's it. That's the guy. That's the guy.
So while we were talking, I looked up the weird fellow from where is it? The Portuguese desert.
Portuguese desert.
Amazing. So yeah, a very strange creature.
And they have a short video clip of him walking, and yeah, I would give him a wide berth if you see him.
Yeah, I think this is going to spawn a new dance as well, the Portuguese desert weird thing. So, in the mood of keeping things short, let's start from Pam. Has the Earth's position changed? The moon seems strange and Sars seem to be in different places.
Has the Earth's position changed?
Yeah, so I think she's talking, not necessarily position, obviously we're spinning around, we're orbiting, but tilt, I imagine, she's saying.
Yes, we're past 23 degrees now. I believe it's 23.4, at times it's 23.7. So yes, the tilt is greater, and when the tilt is greater, we appear to be closer to the moon, if that's what she means.
Because people have been saying
there's also gravitational forces at work here as well. So, you know, all the planets are experiencing this. This is what we're talking about, that 6-degree tilt of the plane of our solar system. So, yeah, I mean, this is a phenomenal time. You know, this is going to be an amazing experience, folks. You know, I mean, there's going to be some pretty scary, sketchy moments, but it's going to be an amazing experience. Okay, JP.
Okay, now, this question is related to the wave. When you say the oceans will rise about 300 feet, is that how high the mega tsunami will be? We live in the Northern California at 1900. However, we're only 60 miles from the coast, so...
Okay.
I'm sure there's a zillion questions of this form. Do you want to?
I understand. Let's say it's not a tsunami. Let's say that they are able to mitigate the degree of the water. But there is trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of gallons of water at the equator. Okay, it's a bulge. when it's released, even if it's gently released, it is going to level out like a lake. And as it does, the water is going to go inland. There is no stopping water from moving. Okay, so even if it's like a lake, if you fill the lake to the top and then you add more water to the lake, what's going to happen? It's going to take away more coast. Okay, that's what's going to happen. What I'm saying is your houses, at some of them are at certain miles within the coastline, are simply going to be underwater because the water is going to settle and it's going to move. And even if it's a gradual, your homes are going to be underwater. That's the point I'm trying to tell you. Okay? And based on the amount of water that's in the bulge at the equator, the ocean should rise approximately 300 feet. I don't know how to say it any simpler to you than that. Okay? Whether it comes in a tidal wave or not, which I sincerely hope it doesn't, okay? Even if it's flatlined, when the water moves, the bulge is gone, it's going to take coastline. Approximately 150 in most places of coastline, miles of coastline will be lost temporarily. Eventually, when the Earth begins to spin and the bulge forms one more time, the oceans will recede back away from the coastline. That's how this works. It's just simple mechanics. It's planetary mechanics.
Thank you. So, by the way, Sean David Morton is a great fan and he sends his love.
Yo, Sean.
All right, yeah, from Lauren. She always asks good questions. Do you know anything about the Zenitean political structure? Do they have a global charter, and what the major difference is between that and the Bill of Rights in the Constitution?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. Well done. Okay, but that's not really exactly what we're on topic with here.
Do you want to make a brief answer and then...
Lauren, I will address that at the next webinar. Okay, political social structure. I've talked some about that in the past. I have, and what they're, from what I know of it, what their society is like and how it operates. I will address that, but can we stay on point, which is what I wanted to do, because that's the biggest complaint I get. So, but that's a great question, and it's absolutely worth talking about. Okay, JP, we have another question that's on point.
That's right. I'm fine. There's a whole load of questions that were posed before you asked them brief. So, here we go. Yeah, here's a good question. This is from Nancy. Will these nasty energies attack the bad guys in our government as they have a low vibration? I think this is what everybody's waiting for.
Like energy attracts like energy. Yeah. So if they're underground in these self-contained tombs that they've created for themselves to keep them safe, and these regressive energies are attracted to that type of energy, you know, what you've basically done then have done is if you've created your own hell. You know, that's kind of what it looks like. And I'm good with that. You know, I'm real good with them taking this dark energy and keeping it down there with them. I'm real good with that. I think with their intentions and what they've done to humanity and how they've hurt humanity and they've set humanity up for this great fall that they think we're going to have. You know, I'm good with that. I think we should send them down there with a lunch. Set them all down there with a lunch.
Nice lunch. Yes. yeah. All right. That's right. Again, to add to that, will the Orions try to take advantage of these demonic possessions, etc., to bring in the false messiah? I mean, is this one going to play out as well?
Not all the Orions are a part of this. Okay, the consortium, which are the rogue groups that are still here, that the real hardliners. My understanding is that they're going to try to play out the second coming, and it's in the works. And I don't know what the hard timeline is, but I find it interesting that Islam, Christianity, and Judaism all expect this to play itself out anytime between now and the end of the year. I find that fascinating. So I guess we'll see. But, you know, you guys have a heads up. You know, you have a clue about what's going on. And, you know, we will see, based on the actions of how all this goes down, you know, again, you'll be able to make decisions on what it is you want to do and what it is you want and what it is that you don't want. Okay? And this is why it's always important to be focused on what your intention is. You know, you don't want to do things just robotically. You want to intentionally know what you're doing and why you're doing it, because that empowers you. That not only empowers you, but as the energy increases, you will be able to manifest what you want all that much quicker. And that's why it's so important that you be focused on what it is that you want. If you can stay focused on what you want all the time, you will draw it to you quicker, faster, and you will be able to take care of yourself, your needs, and those of your loved ones as well. Okay? It's a crash course in manifestation. That's what's before us. As long as you're focused on what you really want. If you are focused on what you don't want, you're going to get more of what you don't want. You don't want to do that. Okay? That is not going to help you down the road. What's going to help you is what you want. But you've got to be clear about what you want. Okay? So, and if you don't know what you want, make up something that you want. Pretend that you know what you want and start working with that. Okay.
Yeah, I have one for them. And it is a mantra. I can use more money. Is a statement of fact. Everybody can use more money. And it is a positive way of manifesting. Like you're saying, you don't say, I need more money. You're very good at using money, so we can all use more money. It really works. Try it.
There you go.
There you go.
Guru JP just gave you a heads up.
All right, now, here's a brilliant one. Now, this is from Sonia, who has faithfully and devotedly transcribed all of your webinars.
Sonia.
So she has a question. This is really good. Do you know anything about the giants who are in stasis? Who are they, and are they benevolent?
Some of them are. Some of them are benign. They could care less one way or the other. They have their own agenda. There will be a few that will make an appearance here who are of the old school, of the Anunnaki, of the old Anunnaki mindset, who may come in with the new Messiah, who will be an extraterrestrial. Okay, he may also be large, more larger than what we think or we're used to. Don't be surprised by that. Okay? Boy, that's real treacherous ground there. You know, I mean, I might as well just paint a, a billboard-sized target on my back.
Kick here.
You know. You'll know, folks. You will know. You will absolutely know. You will know. You know, it will be a magnificent show and performance, but it will not pass the smell test. You will know. Okay? You will know.
Yeah, it'll look good, but it won't feel nice. How about
exactly. That? Exactly. You will know in your gut that it's a sham.
Here, from Marie, this is a really good one. What are the nuts and bolts, she asks, about how to process one's own shadow in preparation for going through the fourth density demonic bowl?
Shadow. I'm going to have to make an assumption here. When you're referring to shadow, are you referring to your own dark side, your own dark thoughts?
I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will make the assumption that's what you're referring to about. All of those components that you refer to as shadow, or that we see as negatives about ourselves, all of those are based in fear. Though all of those components were caused by fear. And if we can embrace the fear and see it for what it is, an untruth, something, a belief system that we had or that we acquired or we chose to believe that was based on other people's opinions or false dogma, if you can see it for what it is and just embrace your entire self with self-love and forgiveness, I mean, we've all made mistakes. Most of us have some regrets or many regrets. If you can move yourself into a space where you just forgive that and you're like, you know what, it was a learning experience. Yes, I screwed that up, but look at who I am now. You know, look at the different choices that I make now. Then you can let that go. You don't need to carry that crucifix with you for the rest of your life. That was never the intention, okay? You can put it down, you can forgive yourself, and you can begin from here right now to just focus on positive intentions, positive intent about what it is that you want and who you want to be and who you are. Just go with that. You know, don't carry that cross anymore. Just put it down. Let it go. Forgive and move on. Okay? It works. It works. And that's how healing comes. You know, you are responsible for your own happiness. No one else's. And you are responsible for what you believe about yourself. No one else's. Okay? You got another one?
Oh, yeah. Before we are in the fifth, will we personally meet the Andromedans?
I believe so. I sure do. Yeah. In fact, I'm positive. I don't know when or where. I thought it would have happened in the 2000s, early 2000s, but it didn't. It wasn't meant to be. A lot of things got in the way. So, but yes, we'll meet other star nations as well. It won't be just the A's. We will be meeting many star nations. At least 22, I'm told, that we're all connected to. Okay? And then other star nations that will also come in as part of the integration process, as far as the mentoring process occurs. There's a lot of work to be done. And, you know, these star nations, they have dedicated resources to us to make sure that we get through this. It's important that you know that. It's important that you acknowledge that as well. you know, they're not in their home systems. Some of them are not with their families. They're here to see this process through, to make sure that it occurs, because it's important for the evolution of not only the human race, of which we have many cousins, okay, but also for the evolution of our galaxy, okay? So this is going to happen. This is going to happen.
This is from Ingrid. Now, I can feel this for her, right? She's asking, Alex, may I ask whether the Pleiadians are family too, as you do not seem to hold them in very high esteem? I have many books from Barbara Marcini. I can worry that much resonates with me.
The answer to that is yes. And yes, maybe I've been a little broad in the past with our Pleiadian brothers and sisters. But there is one specific group that has caused a great deal of problems here, and that's the group from the Aldebaran star. They've really mucked things up here. They have in the past. They really, really have, and they haven't really owned it. But yeah, there's a great deal of support from many star nations, and the Pleiadians would be, the Pleiadian star system is one of those. Yes, ma'am. So, to answer your question, yes, they are brothers and sisters.
Thank you for making that very strong distinction. And I think there's a lot of people who mix up the Aldebarans with the Pleiadians. And I mean, it's a very separate place. The Aldebaran is that big red star between Orion and the Pleiades, and the Pleiades are kind of, you know, 33 degrees away, strangely. Anyway, but, you know, we have a lot of our own history with the Pleiades, don't we?
Yes, we do. And most of it is positive. But the latter part of our experience with those from the Aldebaran system who identified themselves as Pleiadians hasn't been positive. They screwed up really big, you know, and they left a wake of destruction here. So, but you know, that will all be taught to us. You know, at some point, and I'm guessing when things start to begin to calm down, you know, we will all be given a history lesson of Earth and us, who we are, where we fit in, you know, to the grand scheme of things. And I myself, I hope to be alive to have that experience, because I love history. I'm looking forward to that part, and you know, and to be able to, you know, share what I have with others as I have done over these years. But it's going to be really great for everyone else to get it and to be on the same page and say, wow, and because it will help us choose as a race what it is we want as a race, where we want to go as a race. You know, together we will be able to make all these decisions together because we will all be on the same page. You know, and there is a great deal of strength in that. You know, imagine the focus of all of humanity in one direction that serves humanity, not just a few. Okay? Imagine the focus. Imagine the power in that. And the self-empowerment of humanity that will come out of such a process. I'm really excited about that. I really, really am. I think it would be awesome. I do.
Me too. And to that end, this is one of the reasons that I've been trying to bring all these speakers into roundtables, is I want to get the collective galactic history, not necessarily from the victor's point of view. and to get the true history. Because, you know, it's just even for my own sake, I want to know who I am, and I think everybody else wants to know who they are. So, yeah, any ideas that you want, any people that you'd like to say, oh, I really want to bring so-and-so in, let me know, and we'll make it happen. I can make that happen. I will make it happen, Alex. For you.
There you go. There you go.
For you, for our children, for our children's children. Anyway, meanwhile, back somewhere else, this is a question from Mark. I understand that if we view objects millions of light years from us, we see them as they are now, not what they were in the past. The light contains the current condition of the object. Is that correct?
No. No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, that is not correct. That is not correct. That would be like, okay, I had a friend in high school named Jimmy. Now, I haven't seen Jimmy in 45 years. But if I were to go back and to upstate New York and bump into Jimmy, he's gonna be a completely different person than who I remember. Okay? So, no, that's just simply not accurate. What we are is seeing the light from that star or that planetary civilization that took a million years to reach us. That's what we're seeing. All that tells us is that there's something there. It doesn't tell us where it is current stat. That is not true. For example, here's a good example. The 3 months that I lived with the A's on a mothership, those people are not the same now. Their children have grown. Many of them are probably flying their own ships. Many of them maybe have had children of their own. They have moved on in such a way that they are well beyond me, because they don't live, their structure is not the same as ours. Here, time seems to move slow. There, time is forever. But at the same time, everything happens faster because they're in a different frequency than we are. It is so hard to explain this because it's okay, Earth is multidimensional. We have realities going on around us that we can't see, but it is still happening all around us. And we can move through it, they can move through us, but in many respects they're more evolved than we are, and in many respects we might be more evolved than some of them are. But it's all going on in the exact same space. What I'm trying to say is, one size never fits all. It just doesn't. The level of infinite variety is beyond infinite. There are no words for how I wish I could explain this. There just aren't. I don't have the words to explain this. You know? That's why they need to come down here and explain it. Because they're a hell of a lot smarter. Okay? They need to come down here and explain it to you. Because they get it better than I do. So, there you go. We got another question?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, this is another one. What is your understanding, from Joanne, what is your understanding about the Syrians, and if they are positive, and are they helping humanity right now, or not?
My understanding is that, for the most part, those from Sirius A are very positive. Those from Sirius C and Sirius D were also very positive. There have been some issues with those from Sirius B in our ancient past. It's like you have the Republicans and then you have the Democrats. Okay? They just don't see eye to eye on things. And with the goings on that was here on planet Earth at one time, I would say they were more Republicans. And when the Sirius Beast came in, they were more the Democrats. They didn't clearly like the way things were going, so they stirred up a lot of trouble. Okay? From what I understand, on the most part, everyone's pretty much on the same page at this time. Okay? Because they are, as we are evolving, their societies, their civilizations are also going through similar changes, ladies and gentlemen. They're not just sitting there watching us do this. They're also going through changes and shifts. Okay? This rise in frequency is changing everything. So they're having to look at their stuff, and they're having to make choices about their society, their civilization, and who their true identity is. Who is it that they want to be? They're also having to focus their intentions on making things work. But you see, we are all a family. We are all intertwined. They just can't not pay attention. They cannot not help others, because the things that they did in the past, they have to fix. And in fixing that, it empowers those that they disempowered, you see. And in the process of empowering us, they not only empower themselves, but they also move forward, okay, in their evolution, because they've shifted their focus from power over others to empowering everyone. So we all move together. It's a process. Okay? The A's are going through it, not to the extreme that we are, but those who are on third and fourth density, they're going through a very similar process we are. Okay? But whatever happens in the future that changes fifth density starts and ends in the solar system. It starts with us. That's why they're here, okay? But the shift is everywhere. It's across the board, just so you know, okay? That's what it is. I hope I explained it.
Thank you.
I have time for one more question. I'm going to have to. I gotta leave.
Okay.
You're going to get out of here.
The final question is from the severe left side of the woo-woo zone. And this is the latest thing, which is things like Table Mountain and various other large rock structures on the planet have been likened to tree stumps of enormous-sized trees. Is this likely? Were they wood and are now fossilized? Or were they made of silicon? Or was this just a completely bizarre theory? Was this place once forested by huge, huge trees?
That's a very interesting question. The answer is I don't know. But the first thing that comes to mind is Devil's Tower in Wyoming, where they have those the Native American legends is that at one time it was a tree. And these, you know, but I don't know. I honestly don't know if that's the case. To my knowledge, the sequoias were pretty much the largest trees, or pretty much the largest trees on the planet. Now, there may have been more of them, but yes, ma'am, I'll be right out. That's all I know. The next folks that have the room are here, so I have to shut it down, folks. Thank you so much for your time. I really
Thank
appreciate
you so much,
it.
Alex.
Okay,
have
take
a brilliant
care. And you as well. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.